Hello and welcome to Business English Pros. Small talk is often seen as a way to fill awkward silences or pass the time. But in a business setting, it can be a valuable skill that can help you advance your career. Being able to easily start a conversation, whether with colleagues, clients, or potential partners, can help you build relationships, create a connection, and make a good impression. In this podcast, we'll discuss some of the best conversation starters to use in a business setting, as well as tips for making them your own and appearing confident. You'll be ready to engage in small talk with confidence and use it to your advantage in your professional life. The power of asking questions in business. Asking questions is a key skill in a business setting. It not only helps you to understand more about the people, industries, and topics you're engaging with, but it also helps you to stand out and get noticed. When you ask thoughtful, relevant questions, you demonstrate that you are engaged, interested, and eager to learn more, which can make a strong impression on colleagues, clients, and potential partners. Asking questions is also an effective way to build relationships and establish rapport with others. It shows that you are curious, approachable, and interested in what others have to say, which can lead to more meaningful conversations and stronger connections over time. Asking questions is also an important way to gather information and make informed decisions. By asking questions, you can clarify expectations, identify opportunities, and address concerns, all of which can help you to be more effective in your role and achieve better outcomes for yourself and your team. Overall, asking questions is a powerful tool in a business setting and one that can help you to stand out, build relationships, and make informed decisions. Don't be afraid to share your opinions and request additional information or clarification. This could be the key to your success in the workplace. Tips for using small talk in a business setting. Number one, start with a friendly greeting. A simple hello or good morning can help break the ice. Don't forget to smile. Example, good morning. How are you today? Number two, ask open-ended questions. Avoid closed-ended questions that only require a one-word answer. Open-ended questions encourage the other person to share more about themselves and their interests. Example, what do you enjoy doing in your spare time? Number three, listen actively. Pay attention to the other person and show you are engaged by asking follow-up questions or offering related information. Example, that sounds like an interesting hobby. How did you get into it? Number four, avoid controversial or sensitive topics. Stick to safe subjects such as hobbies, recent travel, or current events that aren't too divisive. For example, did you catch the news about the new restaurant opening in town? Number five, be authentic. Be real. Don't pretend to be interested in something you're not, but try to find common ground where possible. Example, I'm not much of a sports fan myself, but I do enjoy the occasional game. Number six, keep it brief. Remember that small talk is meant to be a quick conversation to establish rapport, so don't get bogged down in details. For example, thanks for chatting with me. It was nice meeting you. Here are 10 of the best conversation starters in a business setting. What are some of the biggest challenges your company is facing right now? How did you get started in this industry? And what do you enjoy most about it? I noticed you have a background in marketing. How has that helped you in your current role? What are some of your favorite industry-related publications or websites to stay current and up to date on the latest trends? What motivates you to come to work every day? Are there any interesting projects that your team is working on that you're excited about? What's the most important lesson you've learned in your career so far? What do you think sets your company apart from others in your industry? How has your career progressed since you started working here? What do you think will be the biggest trends shaping your industry over the next year? Here are some more casual and friendly conversation starters for business settings. Casual and friendly conversation starters. Any good restaurants in the area you would recommend? What do you do for fun outside of work? What was the last good book you read or movie you watched? Do you have any travel plans coming up? What's your favorite hobby or activity to do on the weekends? Do you have any vacations planned? What do you like to do to relax and de-stress after a long day? Do you have any favorite local coffee shops or lunch spots? What's your favorite thing about working in our particular industry? Here are some formal conversation starters. What interests you most about our company and industry? Can you tell me a little bit more about what you do here? What do you think sets our company apart from others in the same industry? How do you see our industry evolving in the next few years? What challenges do you feel our company could face in the future? Can you tell me about a project you worked on that you're proud of? What advice do you have for someone just starting out in our industry? What do you think is the most important trait for anyone working in our industry to have? What skills do you feel are most important for success in your role? How do you see your role and responsibilities evolving over the next few years? How to use these conversation starters in a business setting? Number one, change them to suit your own style. The conversation starters listed here are just suggestions, so feel free to modify them to better fit your own personality and communication style. For example, if you tend to be more direct and to the point, you may want to rephrase some of the questions to be shorter. Number two, practice so they sound natural. It can be difficult to sound natural and comfortable when you're trying out new conversation starters, especially in a professional setting. One way to overcome this is to practice them ahead of time, either by role-playing with a friend or colleague, or by simply rehearsing them in your head. Number three, make them your own. While it can be helpful to use these conversation starters as a starting point, you may find that you have better success when you personalize them and make them feel more natural. This could mean adding in your own experiences, tailor the conversation to the person you are speaking with, or using a slightly different phrasing. Number four, be confident. One of the biggest keys to success when using conversation starters in a professional setting is confidence. If you come across as hesitant or unsure, it's unlikely that the other person will feel comfortable opening up to you. So be sure to speak clearly, maintain good eye contact, and project confidence and competence in your body language. Here are some final words. Mastering the art of small talk and conversation starters can help you build stronger relationships with colleagues, clients, and partners. You'll also make a positive impression in a professional setting by using the suggested conversation starters, making them your own, practicing and projecting confidence. You can become skilled in no time. To learn more about how to improve your communication skills and gain access to full transcripts of conversations, be sure to subscribe to our service. With full transcripts, you can review conversations in detail and learn faster, helping you to gain confidence and proficiency in your professional interactions. Okay, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow us for more exciting episodes to help you improve your business English communication skills.